Hello and welcome to another podcast episode. It's Tea with TV or just TV. However, this one is very personal and I'm in a very vulnerable state, I would say, but I'm okay. I couldn't help myself. But I really wanted to record this, and it happened today. So, those of you who may know, I'm currently going through EMDR therapy. And if you do not know what EMDR therapy is, please look it up. However, I want to give the biggest shout out to my therapist. She's absolutely amazing. I won't say her name because that's not my place. However, I'm currently laying in bed recording this because although this topic hits home for me, the journey that I went through to get to this point is so euphoric and revolutionary for me. And I just want to share it with the world. So you probably hear my fan and trap on like some cars passing, maybe, and all the mistakes. But please hang in there with me because this is personal, but it's good. So before we get started, I really want to give a huge shout out to my inner child, to Tierra, little Tierra. I see you. Thank you so much for supporting me and staying with me even in the shadows throughout our whole entire life. So this goes out to you, my little Tierra. I want to start off by saying that could be very triggering, so please listen with caution. And I do understand that I said my last podcast that I would do a visual, but you guys, none of that matters. And you'll completely understand at the end of this episode that I just feel so good to share this experience with you. It may be a bit uncomfortable, but it is my journey. Now, when it comes to EMDR therapy, it's basically programming your mind to almost reliving traumatic experiences. I want to do a full disclosure that I suffer from multiple anxieties, depression, and also PTSD, which I didn't make that connection for many years. I just thought I had like anxieties and depression, but I forgot that traumatic experiences create or can create PTSD. So anywho, again, warning, this topic can be very triggering. While I was a younger child, I was sexually assaulted and molested, all of that, for years by multiple people. And due to those experiences, it really hindered me having, I guess, normal connections with people, trusting people for sure. And I don't want to talk about it from the point of like family members and stuff, but I just want to talk about how I came to terms with that today during my EMDR session with my therapist. So the point of it is that you basically go through this one scene, right? You have to take one traumatic experience, one event, and basically relive it. And you have to go through it, the feelings, the emotions, the thoughts, like how does your body currently feel? So I had a thought, I had, you know, the perfect scene event, and I looked at it, and I will give you the exact words of my descriptions. While thinking about this event, I thought about it in the position of inaction. So whatever the experience was, it was as if I was there, but in action, right? And it made me feel uncomfortable. It made me feel guilty. It made me feel like it was my fault. And I was just a little girl, probably around 6-7 years old. And this is where EMDR therapy is astonishingly phenomenal. So I'm going to play the part where my mind was able to block everything. And this is basically what happened. In my mind, it was a full-blown conversation. There's visualizations and everything. The current me, the 27-year-old Tierra, sat down and talked to the 6-7-year-old Tierra and had a full-blown conversation that pretty much went like this. I understand that everything that happened, and it is not your fault that it happened. And it's not your fault that when you told someone, nothing happened. And it is not your fault, nor is it your responsibility for something to come out of that situation. Then little Tierra goes, well, what about the other people? And in my mind was trying to play those other events, but my mind was more fixated on me, the current me, talking to little Tierra and saying, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. And it repetitively kept saying, it's the same thing, it's the same thing. So I had to process that. And it made me feel uncomfortable, like I'm feeling uncomfortable. And then I'm having this conversation and I'm explaining to little Tierra that the current 27-year-old Tierra has gone through this whole entire life with these experiences that never found a conclusion, was never resolved, and we still came out so strong, so intelligent. We have a beautiful daughter, we're married, we have an amazing supportive husband, and although that we carried these traumas our whole entire life, we are still so strong. So then I processed that, and then I had another visualization, and that was this. I was able to create that we carry these chains that are linked to weights, in every single traumatic experience is just an additional chain weighted link, right? Now, you carry that weight with you because you don't know how to detach it. And EMDR therapy was my key to detaching this weight. And I didn't know, because I didn't know about EMDR therapy. It was suggested by like my previous care physician, and I was like, all right, like I'll give it a shot, whatever. So when I was able to process my traumatic event, I had this euphoric feeling of this chain detaching and this weight being lifted. And it's like you've gone your whole entire life feeling that you became numb to it, and you just keep going, right? Because life keeps going, and I kept going with these weights, and I was just like, I still gotta be a mom, I still have to work, I still have to go to school, be a person, be a human being, a family member, a best friend, a wife. I had to be all of these things with all of these weights of trauma. And when I tell you that I was able to feel that, there's no words to express how fucking amazing that was. And I'll then explain how my mind has created that traumatic event. So I talked a little bit earlier about how when I look back on that event, that I saw it as if I was in action. Well, now, when I look back on that event, I look at it as if it's just a scene, and I'm looking at it out of action. And little Tierra is standing next to me, and we're just holding hands. And each of those traumatic experiences of sexual abuse and, you know, the harassment and molestation and all of that. And she looks up to me and she goes, "That wasn't my fault." And I look at little Tierra and I say, "I know it wasn't." And each and every event, it was like going to a room, different doors, and we opened the door together. And she looks at me, she goes, "That wasn't my fault." And I tell her, "I know it wasn't." So, her and I, together, went through each of these experiences, saying the same thing over and over again. And it's so unfortunate, looking back on these events and situations, right, with your younger self, who's basically coming out of the dark, out of hiding, out of suppressing, or being suppressed for so long, that you are now able to go through these events and look at them and process fully through them and realize that you've overcome something that you didn't know was weighing you down for so long. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience to just go from that low to extreme highs to that beautiful release. So then we process that. Now, here's the beautiful part, and even just a little heartbreaking in a good way. My therapist and I talk about the happy place. The happy place is my favorite place that I was able to create in my mind. And I don't know if I explained that in my last podcast, but let me try to paint the picture for you. So in this happy space that I created in my mind, it's on a beach, and I'm standing in the sand, and there's no people, there's no sound other than the waves crashing, but it's calm. It's not ferocious, it's calm, beautiful waves just crashing a little bit. You can kind of hear the birds, but they're not very chatty. They're kind of quiet, but you hear them make a sound here and there. It's sunrise. There's a slight fog, not too dense. It's light, just kind of slightly misty in a way. No rain, but it's beautiful. And it's just quiet. It's quiet. Now, that's how I painted it the first time. What makes it so special this time is that in this space, little Tierra is with me. And we're hugging each other. We're just looking at the sunset, sitting in the sand at the beach. And she looks at me, and we look at each other. She just tells me how thankful she is. She said, "Thank you so much for doing this for us." And I look at her and I apologize for taking so long to get to this point. Little Tierra tells me with so much reassurance that I shouldn't apologize for waiting so long to get to this point, but rather be thankful for taking the step to getting to this point. And I needed that so much. I needed that for us. And I feel like my inner child, my little Tierra, is getting a chance to breathe, is no longer hiding in the dark so much. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's plenty more dramatic experiences that we have to go through, but this was a decent one. It's a decent experience. And I have to literally fully admit that I have tried cognitive behavioral therapy, which is your usual talk therapy. Usually, it just depends on the therapist, to be honest. But they never really did much for me. So with the EMDR therapy, this has been, I mean, every single session that I've had, and it's probably been about 4 thus far, I think. Every single one, I've left that appointment just feeling absolutely just amazing and so grateful, and it makes me want to live life more and more each time I have these sessions. And I wish that I can afford to have these sessions like every day. But I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for the experience. Now, those of you who are listening that may have gone through something similar, my heart is with you. My heart is definitely with you. And the crazy thing about it is that I didn't know how much these traumas that I've like swept under the rug was still bothering me still to this day. You know, sometimes they come and show themselves in the form of how you interact with people, how you raise your child, you know, the fears and your reasonings. But I knew the reason why that I was having so much anxiety with other people and the lack of trust is because of the traumatic experiences that I've dealt with as a child. And I don't want to project those fears onto my child. So I think by me taking these steps and going to EMDR therapy and being able to process my traumas from the start to the end has really helped me a great deal and has started to help me become more and more myself. I feel like I want to talk more about my life, be a little bit more open, sometimes be a little bit more vulnerable. I don't want to fear judgment, but I mean, when you go through traumatic experiences and then someone judges you, it's just a question of their own character, right? Like, that's how I personally see it. But everyone who's listening, this was amazing, an amazing experience, and I'm so glad I got to go through that today. And another shout out to my therapist, y'all, because she's bomb. But I know this episode is different. It is personal. It's everything all in one. So some of you may not be comfortable with therapy, and that's okay. Therapy is not meant for everyone. Not all therapies are meant for everyone. But I say all of that to say this: it doesn't hurt to give it a shot. You never know what you're going to get out of it. And by all means, I definitely understand that it can be quite scary, intimidating for some people. But I think that's a conversation that you can have with your therapist and say, hey, I'm not quite sure how I feel about this, but if we can take it slow, I think that it'll work out in my best interest. And also another thing, you don't always have to disclose every single detail. You don't. You're more than welcome to disclose what you choose to disclose. However, some of the details can definitely help with your therapy. But I say all that to say this, you guys, that I feel so good that I was able to work through what I went through. And if I could hold and hug little Tiara, I would. But I got to hold my daughter, and I hugged her as if it was my little Tiara. I mean, she looks just like me, let's be real. But I got to hug her, and I got to just feel the feels. And it made me just want to be a kid for a little bit and play, because I didn't really have much of a childhood. I had to grow up and be the big sibling and take on a lot of responsibilities, and going through that made me feel like I can just take a step back and breathe. And that was what I needed. It's what I needed. So I cannot wait for it to get warmer out, and I just want to explore and play and take my kid out and so great, so great. But it is literally about to be 1 o'clock in the morning, and I cannot believe I am recording this. I don't know if I'm gonna post it. I'm nervous now. I am, but we'll see. We shall see. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening and going through this journey with me. Until next time.